Hi there and welcome. I'm Rabbi Nachum Math with the Las Vegas Kollel. In Klal Aleph, the first section, the Chafetz Chaim has been discussing the idea of not speaking Lashon Hara, of not speaking negatively about one another, even when we feel tremendous social pressure. The Chafetz Chaim has argued the prohibition against gossiping is whether we are the ones initiating the gossip. We have a juicy piece of information that we want to share with someone else, or whether we are feeling pressured from others to tell the Lashon Hara. In either event, whether it's from our own initiation or whether it's because we feel pressured from others, the prohibition applies equally. We need to have the strength and courage not to speak Lashon Hara, even in the face of tremendous social pressures. And the Chafetz Chaim points out, this often comes up in scenarios at the workplace, when we're under the influence and under the authority of our boss, of other people in the workplace. Very often, in contemporary examples, you're at the water cooler during the lunch break and everyone's gossiping. And the Chafetz Chaim kind of paints the picture of oftentimes in that scenario, if you're not going to be involved in the chatter, if you're not going to gossip and speak negatively about your coworker and all that Lashon Hara that is so typical in the workplace, people might look askance at you, might think you're a little off, might think you're a little strange, and it could absolutely impact your professional career. People are not going to like you. You're going to feel isolated if you don't participate in the gossip and the Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim tells us, despite that pressure, a person is not permitted to speak Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim even points out, even if it will mean you will actually get fired from your job, the halacha is you need to get fired. It's not permitted to speak Lashon Hara just because you need to save your professional career. A person must give up their job and not speak Lashon Hara, which again illustrates just how chamor, just how severe a prohibition Lashon Hara is. This is a very common scenario. Now, I don't know if people actually will get fired. I don't know if that happens so often, but certainly in the workplace, particularly when we're in environments that aren't so sensitive to the laws of Lashon Hara, people will really look at you strange. You will definitely feel isolated if you don't participate in the group chatter, in the group Lashon Hara, at that water cooler, around the snack bar. If you're not going to gossip, or if you're going to leave when people start chattering about other coworkers and colleagues in the office, people will think you're odd. That's the right thing to do. We have to have the strength and the courage not to speak Lashon Hara, even in that kind of pressure, even if it will mean being isolated professionally, and even if it will mean you'll lose your job. I'd like to just add, in my experiences speaking to others, I've actually seen, just as a practical piece of advice, it usually goes the other way. Usually when our coworkers see that we're the type of people that we don't gossip about others, we don't speak negatively, we don't speak Lashon Hara, and when the conversation at the water cooler turns on, you know, other colleagues and coworkers, and we don't participate, people will actually respect you more. People know that you're a person of integrity, you're not a gossip, you're not of someone who's going to speak negatively at one another. Usually it's been my experience, it actually goes in the other direction. People who are sensitive to Lashon Hara are usually more respected and trusted in the office. They're more respected and trusted in the workplace, and it usually will go to your advantage. But regardless, the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us that when it comes to Lashon Hara, even when under tremendous social pressures, whether it be an authority figure, whether it be in our work environments, the prohibition of Lashon Hara remains the same. We're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, even when we're under tremendous pressures.